Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Lindsay Lohan recently fired Sean Holley, the attorney who's done a stellar job of keeping Lindsay's various legal punishments to a bare minimum over the years. She immediately regretted it and tried to hire her back, but Holley had enough. Sources say that she's cutting ties. Sunday's AFC and NFC championship games were the most watched programs on TV in over 11 months, with about 48 million and 42 million viewers, respectively. The last thing that get better ratings was last year's Super Bowl, which had 111 million. Meanwhile, the ratings for President Obama's inauguration were down almost 50% compared to 2009. Rapper A$AP Rocky's major label debut, Live Long ASAP, is number one in the Billboard charts after selling 139,000 copies in its first week of release. The other debut in the top 10 was the latest Kid Bop's compilation album, which sold 78,000 copies in second place. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Who says you can't sell crap?
I never said that.
Oh. I guess I won't say it again.
What? Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:35. We're going to top out at 12 today. It's 3 below right now. There, this is funny. You know, about a century ago, the German army was very feared. It was mighty. It was the best in the world.
Okay.
And twice we had to go over there and stop them. Now, apparently, they're not so elite anymore.
Oh.
German soldiers in their Wachs Battalion unit have started developing an odd condition. Each one of them has one man boob.
One man boob?
One. They all have one.
What?
And it's every single one of them has it on the side of their body that they shoot from. So if they're right handed, it's on the right side. If they're left handed, it's on the left side. Here's why.
Okay. Please do tell.
The Wach Battalion soldiers perform a drill that involves each soldier repeatedly slapping the left side of their chest with their rifle. Oh, I guess it isn't that side. Anyway, because these guys are so precise, they hit the same spot every single time. Turns out that can stimulate the glands in the chest to produce hormones. And those hormones can cause gynecomastia, which is the medical term for man boobs.
Oh, that's good to know.
Only happening on the left side.
I didn't know that there was a medical term for man boobs.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Okay.
The German military says it's now researching the link between the rifle slapping and the left man boobs.
So,
and they will change the drills, quote, if necessary.
So you're saying, like, if there was repetitive slapping to my boob area, my boobs would get
apparently
bigger?
Apparently in a certain spot.
Huh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But you already have those hormones, so that's probably why you already have them.
I would assume.
This.
But maybe they would get bigger.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway,
the weirdest story ever.
Pretty much, yeah. and I have a feel-good story that doesn't start good but ends good.
Oh.
Albert Wood is a 93-year-old World War II veteran, lives in the same house in Houston, Texas that he's lived in for 50 years.
Wow.
On Monday, two teenagers broke in, robbed Albert, then spray-painted graffiti all over the inside of his house. And luckily, about the only thing they didn't take or vandalize was Albert's Purple Heart that he got in World War II.
At least they respected that.
That is if they didn't find it.
That's true.
Then, some guys on a Houston talk radio show, the Michael Berry Show, decided to help him out. They began collecting donations from listeners on Tuesday. By Wednesday, they'd gotten more than $50,000.
Wow.
All of it going to repair the damage to his home.
That is awesome.
The Marines also showed up to help with the cleanup, and the police were able to find and arrest the two teenagers.
Nice.
Pretty awesome.
That is.
The only thing that's disappointing to me in this story is that it wasn't the Marines who found the two teenagers.
Yeah.
And dealt with them however they wish.
Yeah.
That would have been the happy ending of the story for me, anyway. But
Wow.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, heroes of the day are up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're the hero.
Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
How twisted and deviant do you have to be to pull an elaborate stunt just to see one of your coworkers' breasts? Last Friday, 44-year-old wrestler Kent Gordon of Portland, Oregon, was arrested for allegedly planting a spy pen on a female coworker's desk so he could tape her using her breast pump to pump out milk for her new baby.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, I wish I would. Both Gordon and the women work at a natural resources consulting firm called Mason, Bruce, and Girard in Portland. The woman noticed the pen last week and realized it was hooked up to a USB drive. It's not clear how long Gordon had been taping her.
Oh.
But she told her bosses they fired Gordon and called the cops. He was arrested for burglary and invasion of privacy.
Ick.
What a jerk face.
I'm sure most kids have dreaded their parents meeting their teacher for parent-teacher conferences at some point.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a kid going this far to keep it from happening.
Okay.
Monday, in a town called Zeno de Limia in northwest Spain, an 11-year-old kid's parents were scheduled to meet his teacher, and the kid freaked out about it because he was getting bad grades. So, he faked his own kidnapping.
He did what?
He went to his family's spare apartment. Who has a spare apartment? And texted his father saying he'd been kidnapped. His dad called, and the kid said kidnappers had grabbed him while he was taking out the garbage, and he was locked in a blue car. Police sprang into action, set up a ton of roadblocks, and even worked with Portugal, the country next door, to make sure the kidnappers didn't cross the border.
What?
About 2 hours later, the kid's dad noticed the keys to the spare apartment were missing. So he went there, found his son, and that's when the kid admitted he faked the whole thing to stop the parent-teacher conference. No word on if there's going to be legal action or whether the parent-teacher conference was canceled or rescheduled.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're even in worse trouble. So now you have bad grades and you're in trouble for faking your kidnapping.
Yeah.
Think things through, kiddos.
There was one other story I wanted to mention here that I just saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you should.
Apparently Tuesday, Sioux Falls police arrested 4 Roosevelt High School students. Why?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Yeah. 4 students arrested for smoking marijuana. They came back from lunch and something smelled suspicious, according to KSFY.com. Enough for them to take a trip to the school office. And they were searched, and one student was found with pipes and marijuana residue.
Way to go, kids.
Bad things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da.
And then you're in police custody without a snack. Don't
da,
do it.
Da 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 da.
Okay. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.